RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is Inviloner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Is this travel guide yours?
Yes, it's mine. I feel like traveling, but I have so much work.
Oops, you said traveling? Where would you like to go?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe going overseas, but I don't have much time.
But Leonardo, what going overseas? Did you know that here in Colombia we have many, but many interesting places to visit, and you do not have to invest much money or time in a plane? Actually, you just need a weekend.
Yeah, I know. But I have gone to many places in Colombia and I'm looking for something really different, unique.
Okay, if you're looking for something different and unique, why not going to the Huila Desert?
A desert in Huila? How come? I thought there was a desert only in La Guajira.
No, you're wrong, Leonardo. That's why many people think, but actually there is another desert in Colombia, located in Huila. And it is very attractive, different, and unique, just as you want it.
Wow, that's cool. But tell me more about it.
Well, I know someone who knows a lot about this desert and all the Huila's touristic attractions. Let's listen to Cesar Garcia. He's a teacher at CEAD Pitalito, and he's eager to tell us about it.
Great. Go ahead, Cesar.
By law 46 of April 29, 1905, was created Department of Huila, province consisting of Neiva and South. On June 15, the same year, it started its independent life under the administration of Dr. Rafael Perdomo Puyo. The Department of Huila has 37 municipalities, an area of 19,990 square kilometers, and a population of approximately 900,000 inhabitants, comprised of descendants of Spaniards and native and people coming from other regions of the country, especially in the departments of Tolima, Putumayo, Caquetá, Cauca, and Nariño. Border on the north by the department of Tolima, Cauca to the south, the east with Meta, Caquetá, and Cundinamarca, and Tolima and Cauca west with. According to Gerardo Rachel Dolmatov, the name comes from the word wheel, which means orange color, a original expression used to worship the sun. Huila is located to the southwest of the country. According to data from the physical and political map of Colombia developed by the Geographic Institute Agustin Codazzi, the surface of the department is 19,900 square kilometers, beating departments of Caldas, Atlántico, Quindío, Risaralda, and Sucre. The economy of Huila is mainly based on agriculture and livestock production, oil exploitation, and trade. Agriculture has developed and modernized in recent years, and its main crops are coffee, cotton, rice irrigation, beans, corn tech, traditional corn, sorghum, cocoa, sugar cane, banana, cassava, iraca, and snap. The oil fields are located in the north of the department, and for the distribution of gas by pipeline is connected Bosque Neiva, where reserves represent 1.2% of the national total. In the central cordillera, silver and gold is mine. Other non-precious minerals mined are quartz, calcite, marble, and sulfur. Craft production is very elaborate, especially ceramic and hat. The manufacturing industry is underdeveloped, however, have been installed in Neiva factories of food, beverages, soup, cigarette, and liquor. The centers of great commercial activity are Neiva, Garzón, and smaller Kale, Gigante, La Plata, and Campo Alegre. When you observe the start from the desert of La Tatacoa, it is easy to see why San Agustin, Colombia's largest archaeological center, and of course is located in the department of Huila. In its ancient shaman cemetery, every statue contains the tomb of a magical being and the marks of a civilization that bestowed mysticism upon nature. Magic, a word that encloses the legacy of this culture as exemplified by the statue of La Shakira, which crowns the marvelous landscape cave of the Magdalena River Canyon. As if paying tribute to the region's beauty, you may relax while horse riding in the surroundings, or you may prefer to join the river and the adrenaline of its rapid. By day, the sun crosses the desert of La Tatacoa while putting on a show of shadows that dance on rocky formations. Perhaps the beauty of the Huila region was responsible for inspiring the bambuco, a dance that became a national symbol and displayed its maximum expression during Huila's mid-year festival. Love stories are told with its movement, and the region's scenery is woven into the colorful dresser to together with the millenarian legacy of marvelous artists and exquisite cuisine. The bambuco constitute one more proof of the true character of an amazing people. To tour Huila is to discover the mystery of an ancient ancestral culture that is still perceived as alive. It is about understanding the importance of nature and learning about major archaeological treasure. But above all, it's about running the only risk of one to stay.
Es el Huila mi sentir, doy mi vida por volver a mi tierra querida, cantarle con placer.
Todos los lunes y cada 15 días, contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la radio UNAD Virtual.
Short stories, biographies, poems, all of these in only one place, Literature Time. In this section of the show, you can share with us your favorite stories. If you're a teacher or a student and love reading or writing, come and share them with us.
As the sea, my love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite.
Wow, Leonardo, that sounded beautiful. Why are you so romantic this morning? Did you write that?
Well, I love being romantic, but this is not a song, Silvana. It's a poem.
A poem? Who wrote it?
It was written by William Shakespeare in the Romeo and Juliet story.
Yes, William Shakespeare. How could I not know it? He's my favorite English writer.
Of course he is, Silvana. He was one of the best writers of all times, and he was not only a poet, he was an actor and a playwright. His plays have been translated into every major living languages.
Wow, I know. He was so talented. You know what? I know one of his poems by heart.
Really? Tell me.
So here it goes. Such is my love, to thee I so belong, that for thy right myself will bear all wrong.
Wow, Silvana. Now I think you are the romantic one.
Well, it's always cool to be romantic, but I learned this verse when I was in high school, and I have never forgotten it. You know, William Shakespeare's life has always called my attention. I know many interesting facts about his life. For example, he was born on April 26, 1564, in England, and then he married when he was only 18.
18? Wow, that's interesting.
Yes, only 18, can you imagine? His wife's name was Anne Hathaway. She was 8 years older than him, and they had three children, Susanna and twins, Hamlet and Judith.
Well, I also know something about him, but mostly about his career.
And what is that?
Well, I know that he started his career in London as an actor, writer, and part owner of a playing company called the Lord Chamberlain's Men, later known as the King's Men. I also know that he produced most of his known work between 1589 and 1613. His early plays were mainly comedies, and history genres he raised to the peak of sophistication and artistry by the end of the 16th century. He then wrote mainly tragedies until about 1608, including King Lear, Othello, Macbeth, and Hamlet, considered some of the finest works in the English language.
Wow, Macbeth, Hamlet, I love those stories. Listen to this. So loving to my mother that he might not be deemed winds of heaven, visit her face too roughly, heaven and earth. Must I remember? Why? She would hang on him, as if my increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on, and yet, within a month, let me not think on it.
Definitely amazing writing. Wish I could write like that.
Yes, I wish we could all write like that, but people like him are really, really, really unique, Leonardo.
That's true.
Well, we can write like him, but we should be thankful for all his writings and all the amazing poems and stories he left us before he died on the 23rd of April, 1616. Men like him should never die.
I agree, Silvana, but don't be sad. His literary inheritance must inspire us to become excellent writers. So, before we finish this section and to cheer you up a little bit, I just want to tell you that his most inspired and romantic passages on love and devotion are perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes, I know, Leonardo. That really cheers me up. So I will do that for my Valentine's, and you can do it too. Just check on his books or poems and express yourself Shakespeare style.
I will do it for sure.
When you smile, This one is straight for the girl, them. Enrique Iglesias, alongside Gente de Zona.
They say we
get the girl, them in the zone. Give them the big moan. Trying to follow me there, you want me to tell them for the tune. Locking it in just like that. The girl, them, they move on track. Trying to follow me there. Enrique, sing for them.
You look at me and girl, you take me to another place. Says, come and take me.
Baby girl.
Got me begging, got me hoping that the night don't stop.
Rock that body, come and don't stop.
To lose, I can't wait no more.
Ya no puedo más.
I can't wait no more.
Ya no puedo
See,
más.
She a girl up on me, I set it. Cause you know, say me no bet it. Me a tell her nothing bet it. Take the time when we get it. It's gonna be alright. You're taking the full flight. You're doing this all night.
Propone una alternativa para conocer nuestra transformación social.
Experiencias y perspectivas en Visión Cultural.
Un programa que abrirá tu mente. Todos los jueves a las 10:30 de la mañana.
Por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Do you want to sing a song? Do you have a story to tell? Or maybe you would like to send a special message? Don't be afraid. We are here to listen to you, so speak up.
Leonardo, do you watch romantic movies?
Not that much, but I have watched some.
I love love romantic movies, romantic music, romantic scenes. I just love all about being romantic.
Sure, Silvana. I've known you for quite a while, and that's indeed your favorite status on WhatsApp. Romantic.
I know. I can't help it. I was born this way. It just makes your life happier.
That's true. Being romantic is really cool. So, what's your favorite romantic song, Silvana?
Well, my favorite romantic song is definitely Everything I do it for you.
That's a very good one. It's a song by Bryan Adams. Have you ever dedicated a song?
Yes, I did it in the past. I should do it again more often. Why do you ask me that?
Well, Silvana, because now that we are in the Valentine's month, we ask the UNAD community, teachers and students, several questions about what it feels like being romantic.
That's cool. I can't wait to hear what they said.
You don't have to wait. Here are their answers.
Hello, everybody. We are here in Sekat Kiddo. And we are going to ask to some people about music. For example, how are you, mister?
I am very well.
Okay. What kind of music do you like?
I like several kind of music, but I prefer ballads.
Okay. And what's your favorite song?
I like several songs, but I like Everything I Do of Bryan Adams.
Okay. Have you dedicated this song to someone?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's very good. And can you sing a piece of it?
Yeah. It says, look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Look into my eyes, and you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me, search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do it for. Look into your heart, and you'll find there's nothing there to hide. So take me as I am, take my life.
Just fine, thank you.
Okay, tell me a thing, please. What kind of music do you like?
I like reggae music.
Okay, that's very good. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is a song, Kingston Time. It's a nice song I like so much.
Ah, okay. Have you dedicated this song to someone?
I haven't.
Okay. And can you sing a piece of Kingston Town?
That's right. Kingston Town, the place I love to be. It's a nice song, very like.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, not at all.
You're here. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Well, what kind of music do you like?
I like salsa, vallenato, and reggae music.
Oh, very good. What's your favorite song?
One Love, of Bob Marley.
Well, oh, reggae. Have you ever dedicated this song to someone?
Yes, I dedicate it.
Well, can you sing a piece of One Love?
One love, one heart, let's be together and feel all right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you are welcome.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your comments, emails, and tweets.
Stay tuned to In Villainers on Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Thank you for listening to us.
See you next time.
Bye.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.